Welcome to the St. Leonard's Spotlight Podcast. Our goal is to share information with parents at home and abroad, which you can listen to whenever and wherever. Please do subscribe and follow to receive alerts of new episodes.
Hello, welcome to the St. Leonard's Spotify podcast. I'm here once more with three of our current sixth form students. They're all in year 13. So I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves and just talk about which program they do and which subjects within that program. So first of all, Izzy, which program do you do?
Hello, my name is Izzy and I take the IBCP program, and my main subjects are French ab initio and drama higher level.
Alongside your BTEC business, yes. Of course, as well. Excellent, yeah. Katie?
Hi, I'm Katie, and I also do the IBCP course. So I also do the BTEC in business, and then I do higher psychology and higher geography.
Excellent. And Alessandra, what about you?
Hi, I'm Alessandra. I do the IBDP, and I do English literature, math, AI, French ab initio, geography higher level, psychology higher level, and biology standard level.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much. So I'm going to start off with a question that sits right at the centre of what we're trying to talk about today. If a current year 11 or pre-IB students, should they pick the DP or the CP? So I'm going to ask each of you this question and ask you to give me a bit of justification for why. So Izzy, we'll start with you. DP or CP?
Well, personally, I have a bias to CP, of course, but I think that you should definitely learn about each course and see what works for you best. For me personally, didn't stop recording.
Still there. Don't worry.
I was really dead set on DP because I'd learned nothing about CP, and there was a lot of stereotypicalized topics in, like, surrounding the CP. So I think I was a bit judgmental back then in my pre-IB days. But when I first kind of got the true taste of the CP program, I was really shocked about how good it seemed. You know, just focusing on your own, exactly what you're passionate in, and doing something more practical, which is what the CP and BTEC program is. It's more practical and focused on passions. I think it's more focused on people that are confident in what they want to do in the future, and if they're really motivated to focus their attention to only two things and not keep a lot of options open, even though business is very, very widespread. Industry.
Right, let's hear the other side of the argument. And Alessandra, what do you think? DP or CP and why?
I mean, I think it obviously depends on every individual and what the individual, as Izzy said, wants to do in the future. For me, I already knew a little bit about the CP and the DP due to having an older sibling who already did the IB, and I knew that the CP was absolutely not for me. So then it was an obvious choice to do the DP. But yeah, I just think that it really depends on what you do and what you want to do in the future, and if you're like what type of subjects you prefer, if you want to do a language or not, maybe the DP is more for you, but you can also do a language in the CP, as he does.
Yeah, excellent. Katie, what do you think?
It sort of was a long process for me. So I knew that the DP I wouldn't struggle with. I would have, you know, passed it and done well in it, but it would have been a lot harder for me to achieve the grades that I know I could have in the DP, because my worst subjects are the mandatory DP subjects. And so I considered going and doing hires, but then I also realised that I quite like the support that the IB gave you. And so I knew that business was something that I wanted to do, and so the BTEC in business was like a major positive for me. And then, yeah, as Izzy said, it was just sort of more the more streamlined course and approach that I enjoyed, and also the coursework.
Okay, excellent. It's a good time to ask you this question. It's a very specific CP question, this one. So is BTEC good enough to get into university? Is the question I've got posed from one of the Year 11 students. Are you going to get to university with a BTEC in business?
So both me and Izzy applied, 2 weeks ago? I applied last week and Izzy applied two or three weeks ago. And we've both gotten offers. So 100% yes. Even if you are not
universities too.
Yeah. Even if you aren't getting, you know, like top bands and everything, there will definitely be options, and universities are just becoming more knowledgeable and open with the CP program. So of course, yes, there would be no issues getting into uni. That was one of my fears. It was one of my biggest fears, and I got an offer 48 hours after I'd sent my application in.
Brilliant.
So yeah, don't worry about that, because you can definitely.
Yeah. Okay, Alessandra, I'm going to start with you with this question, and you may not be able to answer it entirely, but I'll shape it a little bit so that you are able to answer it perhaps. So the question is, what's the main difference in difficulty between the DP and the CP program? So if we change that slightly to say, what have been the main difficulties for you with the DP?
Well, with the DP, you do more subjects, and with more subjects then comes more like different types of coursework, and you have to do different IAs for every individual subject. So that was something that was a little challenging. Like in 1 week, you had to write an essay for two very different subjects, whether it be like math and then an English one. So you kind of had to balance out the different subjects in coursework. And yeah, that's maybe what I think one of the main differences with the CP is that you've got more like variety of subjects. You've got math, English, and all those wide range of subjects. Whereas in the CP, you can have something a little more focused and more what you like. Also, the DP is that you have to do math.
Okay, good. And what about the CP? What have been the main difficulties for you with the CP?
You can see.
Katie, you want to go that one?
Well, I would definitely say that the DP, it has its high moments of stress and it has its low moments of stress. In the DP, sort of year 12, there were moments where we, as CP students, thought that the DP students kind of had it easy. But obviously then, this term just being, the DP students have had a lot more work than we have. So I just sort of say that, yeah, the CP is a lot for the continuous 2 years, whereas the DP, because it's more exam-based, it sort of, the pressure picks up around exam time and IA season.
Okay. Yeah. So you started with your assessments much earlier, didn't you?
Yes.
In the CP.
I'd say the CP and DP vary from each other by how the DP has spikes of stress levels and assignments due, but the CP more has a continuous same just level of stress. Obviously, when it comes time to the due date of a report, it's highly stressful for me personally and for the people around me because they're worried about me. but I think personally what I found hard about the CP program would be just the reports. We have to write a lot of reports, and they're sometimes mostly 10 pages each report. And I think that prepares you so well. But it's also quite difficult to do. I found that difficult. But also, I do respect everybody that takes the DP because it is a not you. I am kidding. It is a wide range of variety, and you have to keep your mind on all of them at once.
Yeah.
As the DP, the CP, you're more focused on fewer things, which makes you more prone to maybe work harder in them. When in the DP, you have to work hard in everything, and it's just overwhelming personally.
Okay, and then I'm just going to sort of change that question a little bit as well. What about looking forward to what's coming up over the next 6 months in terms of difficulty? You guys in the CP, you've obviously got your BTEC finance assessment coming up, DP students, mock exams coming up, and then running into final exams in May. So how are you feeling about what's coming up? Start with Alessandra there.
I mean, I think I heard this from another CP student that you guys, for the mocks, only have maybe six exams, or Well, it depends on.
Yeah, I've got six.
You take six or a month or four. Plus in the DP, you've got 13, maybe. So obviously that's a big difference. You have more exams. But however, in the DP, they're all mock and then finals. Mm-hmm. But in the CP, you have had final exams throughout the whole 2 years, I think.
Yeah. So the way that the CP works is some of the sort of topics or I don't know units are graded through reports, as Izzy said.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say about 75% of the course is graded through reports, which is coursework. So once you have the structure of the reports down, you know how to get the distinctions, you'll be completely fine. But there is three exams throughout the 2 years.
Mm-hmm. One in the first year.
We sat developing a marketing campaign in May. And that came as a bit of a shock to the system. That I would say is probably my biggest fright of the 2 years, because we didn't have a mock for it, and so we struggled a little bit to prepare. But it went well and it was fine. And then we, the CP students are actually missing the mock exams due to a finance exam, which is a final finance exam in January. So our mocks will be later on in the month. But I mean, yeah, looking forward, I just sort of say, I personally feel okay about it at the minute, because we've already started revising for finance. We've finished.
Yeah.
The course. But yeah, I do not envy the 13 exams. Yeah, that was another huge thing for me. It was just the exams at the end, because in GCSE, something that I noticed is that I was a good student. I did all of the work, but throughout high times of stress, like exam season, I didn't perform to the best of my abilities, which is why stressful. The coursework approach works for me.
That's really nice. And but, also with the coursework, it gave us the experience of having a firm deadline, like a very firm deadline, because in the CP, I'm not sure about the DP, but you have to submit your coursework and your reports on time, or else, well, we have this system where if you don't submit it, then you will have one chance to submit it. If you submit it on time and it doesn't turn out as well as you'd hoped or the teacher has hoped, you get a chance to resubmit it. And I think it really taught us the value of deadlines. And
I'm just going to take this opportunity to move to Sandra and just talk about deadlines for the DP subject as well there. So the idea that you have a draft and then a final piece of work. And deadline calendar across the term. It's quite a busy term, isn't it? When this has gone.
Yeah, I think my first, obviously the main coursework we have are the IAs. My first one was the first draft due at the end of in June. That was my first draft, and then I had to all the final and first drafts in this term. That was a bit difficult, but I think having a first draft is really beneficial because, well, you get feedback from the teacher, and also it kind of keeps you more in check with the deadlines. And I think I know a few people who haven't submitted their work on deadlines, but then they struggle with their other coursework because it all just builds up.
Yeah.
So I definitely recommend to stick to the deadlines, or else it will just become more difficult and then it will just like spiral. But yeah, so the coursework really starts to like raise after summer. You get summer to maybe plan ahead some or finish off some coursework and really try to advance in your coursework in the summer. I know, yeah, it's a good time to do it. So then when you go back to school, you're not just like bombarded by all the deadlines. But yeah, so I think this term is definitely the most difficult in terms of deadlines.
Good. Okay. So in summary there, we're saying both programs have a similar workload perhaps over the 2 years, but the CP is perhaps more distributed evenly across the 2 years, whereas we've identified sort of spikes in submissions and perhaps stress levels across the DP in a slightly different way. Another question then. So I'll start with you, Izzy. What have you found the most challenging in the step up from GCSEs, or you did the pre-IB, didn't you, here? So what's been the most challenging in terms of the step up from what you did pre-IB into the CP?
Well, coming from pre-IB, it's a year-long kind of course where We had to learn 2 years worth of knowledge that the year 11s had learnt. And I came in late to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was hard for me initially in pre-IB to catch up and then take the GCSEs. But I would say it was a pretty smooth entering into the sixth form, because the CP is very team-based, very close with your teachers. They really help you out, and there's not a lot of people in our class, so it becomes more comfortable and welcoming. I think mostly it was integrating with the day students, because I was a boarder, and I was still a boarder when I entered year 12. So it was hard to all of a sudden have classes with day students, because I wasn't particularly very good friends with them. I had made friends, but it was very new. Like, mm-hmm. my entire class, I hadn't spoken to before.
But there's lots of sort of team building opportunities around the CP,
aren't there? Because we plan a lot of events.
Yeah.
Like last year, our first event was a CP dinner.
It's We're going to tonight.
Which is happening tonight. Very exciting.
So it's a full circle.
And then, of course, your most recent event was?
The Masquerade Ball. Katie and I were co-captains. She was a better captain. but yes, we rather enjoyed seeing everybody's reactions and whether they liked it or not. Did you like it?
Oh, yeah, I loved it. It was pretty good.
So the Masquerade Ball was an event for the whole sixth form, which took place last Friday. So it's very fresh in everyone's minds. But lots of team building opportunities within your CP. within your CP, lots of team building opportunities, lots of opportunities to work together.
Yes,
it prepares you for the future.
Okay, what about you, Alessandra? What's the most challenging thing about the step up from GCSE?
I'm going to say the coursework and the importance of coursework. In GCSE, the only coursework I had was two English essays. And they weren't that long, maybe 500 words. So then, and I did put effort in them, but I know I could have put more. However, I kind of had the thoughts that, oh, it's not an exam. It's just coursework. I don't need to try that much. But in the IB, coursework can be from 20 to 30% of your final grade. So yeah, it's just a step up from the importance of coursework that I found quite challenging.
Okay. Katie, I'm going to ask you a very sort of specific question. Obviously, you're doing two IB diploma courses with coursework.
Yes.
What difference do you notice between the coursework that you have to do for your IB courses versus your BTEC coursework?
Professionalism. So when I did my first IA, which was my geography IA, there was a contents page and it needed to have a very specific word count, and it had a very, very strict formatting, whereas with BTEC, the formatting is just kind of, it's less strict, it's more relaxed.
Okay.
As long as you answer all the questions.
Yeah, as long as you look at the criteria for the BTEC reports, then you know you'll be fine, whereas I found the IAs for my DP subjects a little bit harder to write, just because I felt that it wasn't quite as structured. Obviously we were given mark schemes and, you know, what to write and the structure of it, but I did find the content a little bit harder to write. Just, I don't know if it was because I'd not written a piece of work in that sort of subject and setting before, but yeah, it was a big sort of switch from reports to IAs, but I would definitely say that since doing the IAs, my reports have been a lot more formal, and yeah, my writing has just sort of stepped up.
Skyrocketing.
Yes, Izzy.
I'd also like to add on to that, that at the beginning of year 12, it was quite daunting to get our first report, because
I was going to say that.
It was Mr. Fincasta's report, and it was probably my best report that I've ever written. But it was very daunting because, as Katie said, the criteria is pretty much all you get, and maybe examples. But since there is no clear, this what you do, this many words, blah, 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 you sort of have to figure out how to add all of these things in, as well as answer all of the questions, which sometimes could be very vague and up to personal opinion. But after that, it wasn't daunting anymore. It's good.
My biggest thing for coursework, if it's reports or IAs, is to go on, well, if it's an IA, go on to Classify and look at an example of whatever subject you're doing and try to get a similar topic and look at an example that got a 7.
Yeah.
And structure it the same, read it, see what terminology they've used, see what sort of processes they've used, and copy that. Obviously, not just like one,
yeah.
Do it from a whole range of different essays. Because, the example reports and the example IAs, they are there to help you. So when you are doing coursework, look back on them.
Yeah. I think a little plug here as well, the paper copies, hard copies of IAs available in QML in the library at school as well, if you want to go there to use them. But lots of online versions too. Final question I'm going to ask you all. Just imagine we've got a year 11, a pre-IB student who comes up to you and asks you for some advice. They're sort of on the fence about whether they should do DP or CP. What would you say to them with the wisdom and experience that you've gained over the last 2 years? Alessandra, what would you say?
First of all, I'd ask them more about them, so more about what they want to do in university, what type of university they want to go to, and maybe what their favorite subjects are. And then just ask them questions, because it is very different on the person. It just really depends. Obviously, I'm more knowledgeable about the DP, so I maybe would recommend more the DP, as you have a wide range of subjects. But I think, it's just about asking, doing research, as we said in the start, and just trying out, maybe even asking your CP students, asking DP students, and just to see which one is best suited for you.
Okay. Katie?
Yeah, I would obviously start off the same and ask just a little bit more about the person. What is your learning style? Because I have noticed that my academics, because of the different types of learning, have gone, they've skyrocketed just because of the way that the BTEC is taught compared to maybe some of your DP subjects. So if the way that GCSEs were taught didn't particularly work for you, then I would probably say the CP. But if you also don't really know what you want to do and you have strong English and language and math skills, then the DP is a very good option because it keeps all your options open. You do every subject, so.
Yeah, okay. Izzy, what about you?
I would say exactly what they said. Adding on to that, I would ask whether the student, possible sixth form student, was more practical or passionate about a specific thing, if they knew already what they wanted to do, and whether they were confident about it, because if they're confident about it, then they actually know what they want to do and they are passionate to continue and put in the work. If they seem a little off, then I'd say, keep your options open and really expose yourself to all of the IBDP has to offer. I'd say definitely what kind of studying is best for you. And also to consider both options and see yourself in those shoes doing each. Just look back, reflect on your past or current self as the student.
I think that's great advice, to sort of consider both options, be open to both is what we're aiming at, I think. Katie, go on, last point.
Jump in and say, if you don't know what you want to do and you want to do the CP program, that is still completely fine. Yeah. Just watch what DP subjects you take. So I thought in year 11 that I wanted to go and do psychology. That's since changed to a joint business psychology degree. But you don't have to know what you want to do the CP. You can be not know. There are people in our class that still don't know what they want to do.
Yeah. I think the joy of BTEC business is it keeps open a lot of options.
Yes.
Business, you can go into any industry you'd like and manage something. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Thank you very much, all three of you. And we'll stop there.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.